Tessain Sivan, Wednesday the 3rd of June, Dain Levi Yitzchok Raskin, Kibud Avraham.
I'd like to dedicate this shiur. It's my mother's yahrzeit. My mother's first yahrzeit was last Friday. And my shver, Rabbi Nachman Sudak, he passed away just a week later. And so his first yahrzeit is tonight. And so the concept of Kibud Av V'Aim, where you have in the Gemara, Mechabdui B'Chayel, Mechabdui B'Moshei, so I'm trying to utilize this for that purpose. Which actually brings me to an interesting notion, to an interesting question. It says, Mechabdui B'Moshei, Hoya Oime Shmua Mipiv, so he says, Zichroinoi, Oime Zichroinoi Levrocha Lechaye Ha'olam Habo. Familiar lotion. But I think it's a bit ambiguous. That's not my focus today. It's ambiguous. What does it mean, Zichroinoi Livrocha Lachaya Olam Haba? What do those words mean? Does it mean that we're saying that they should have a brocha in Chaya Olam Haba? Is that what the words mean? Zichroinoi. Or does it mean that they should be a skus for us? I'm looking for it, I couldn't find a clerical. But anyway, the point which I want to share with you is the following. I just come from Shavuos, and we read the Aseret HaDibros. Kabed es avicha ve'es imecha is Dibur number 5. It's in the first of the 5 Dibros. It's in the first 5 Dibros. It's the last of the first 5 Dibros. Thank you. And L'chayre, the way Mephoshim is identified, the first 5 Dibros are Bein Odom L'Mokoim, between man and his creator. And the latter 5 Dibros are Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, not to steal, not to murder, etc. They are Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. Begs the question, why then is Kabid Esovicho V'Esimoch Amimecho, which is an interpersonal relationship, why is that in the first 5? So the Ramban says, Eloshen Mipnesha Mishtatfim Biitzirosoi, because the parents were partners in the formation of this person, and therefore he sees them as partners with Hashem in his creation. The Chinuch and others learn that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is out of appreciation, the parents have invested so much, etc., in the bringing up of the child. But that is clearly a Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. But the Ramban uses the term, Mipneshi Mishtatfim Biitziros. The Ramban's approach is obviously inspired by the Loshon HaGemore, Shloisho Shutufim Yesh Be'odom, that in a person there are 3 partners, Aviv noisin boi loiven, imoi noisin boi oidem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisin boi neshamim. That in the human body you've got the atzomois, the tzipornayim, etc. You've got the white elements, and those are attributed to the father. You've got the red, the blood, the flesh, are attributed to the mother. And then you've got the HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisin boi neshamim. So they are mishutfim, you've got 3 partners, each one is giving a particular element. Of course, I'm not going to go into the physical understanding of the white and the red contributions, that's not the discussion here. That which you say, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a partner, the remes is, not only is he a third partner, but the first 2 partners is also the Rebbeinu Shalom. Understand? Everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalom. But I'm talking here about recognizing a divine aspect. When a mother gives a child a sandwich, it's a finite sandwich. But when you talk about a mother or father bringing a child into the world, There is an Ein Sof aspect here. There's an infinity in that reproduction, in that procreation. Why? L'chaire, if it is A brings B and B brings C, so then it should be, as in terms of Torah terms, we use the word ilo v'yolo. If it's ilo v'yolo, it would make sense that the next generation should be weaker than the preceding one. This caused that. She should gradually get weaker. The fact that the next generation, and the next generation is just as strong, as Shinisha Zeklug, but eventually Eichet, and the abilities, whether physical or mental, are no less than the previous generation, means that in the Koyach Ohayilodo, there is a Koyach Ein Sof, that the ability to bring a child into the world has with it an infinite aspect. And therefore, when we say that Oviv ve'imoy are shutfim, that shutfus which they're giving has also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has got an Ein Sof aspect to it. Everyone knows the expression in the Gemara, Ish v'isho zochu is shchina shiruya beineyem. Ish has got the yud, and the isho has got the hay, and there's two fires, and ish yud zochu is shchina shiruya beineyem, and they have the Eibishter with them. And that is why we see sometimes, leider, it can be a couple who are perfectly healthy, and they don't have children. They need to have the koyach Ein Sof. They need to have the third partner has to be there. And so this is the explanation of the Ramban, that the parents are mishtatvim b'yitzirosei. Therefore, in a way, when you look at Kibud Av Va'Em, it is honoring Hashem, because Hashem is the partner along with Av Va'Em, so there's a certain divine aspect to Kibud Av Va'Em, and hence it's in the first five Dibros. So far, so good. Then we have a Gemara. I'm actually learning Gemara Kiddushin with my Chabura in my shul. So this has really brought me, sort of Bafa Shavuos, but this is why I was looking in this direction. When Hashem said the first two Dibras, Omru umois ha'olam kovoid atzmo yuhu doirish, he's in it for himself. He's got his own agenda. Kevon she'oma kabed es avicho ve'esimecho chosru v'hoidu li mamorois horishoinus. When Hashem said kabed es avicho ve'esimecho, ebazei, we accept onoichi v'lo yeyelecho also. Gemara, Kedushin. Mikoro maikosav alipsev maikosav. What's going on here? What was suspect in their eyes when Hashem said Anochi v'lo yeyelecho, and why were those suspicions allayed, and why were they reassured that it's acceptable when Hashem said Kabbetz v'lifozim? What happened here? I got the shayla. So the chido, Guzma from Sforim. But he has a sefer al seder ha-gemora on Agadotus. It's called Pesach Inayim. In the Chido, in Pesach Inayim, he brings like this. What are the origins of Avodah Zarah? We're dealing with Avodah Zarah. What are the origins of Avodah Zarah? So we know that we have the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Bimei Enoish, Bimei Doir Enoish, Tohu's G'doylo, I'm not saying the Lashon Mamash, but he talks about the mistake in Doir Enoish. Which is Efsher, if you're not familiar with this Lashon, it's an interesting. There is a certain fact which was recognized, which we don't generally recognize, and that is that the Kechovim u'Mazolos are a medium through which Hashem's energy comes to this world. We see this with the sun, we see it much less with the Kechovim, but the Goyim at the time recognized that the sun and the moon and the stars are media through which Hashem is mashpia into the world. And that, we're not going to dispute that fact. That's a fact. Where they started veering off the straight and narrow is, they were saying, oh, Since the Kechavim are providers of energy, we will try to appease them. We will give them COVID. And we'll give them COVID, and then we'll get a better deal.
Sounds good.
Then they say the next stage is, we'll make a statue, and this statue will correspond to Saturn, and this statue will correspond to Pluto, and as a result, we'll worship the statue. And the statue is a shliach, the ambassador of that koicho, and by appeasing the statue, or bringing a korban to the statue, so the koicho will move. Then the next stage was, forget about it, it just thought of the statue itself. This is how the Rambam explains the evolvement of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so now, that's Yemei Dor Enosh, the fourth generation from Adam Arish. Now, fast forward, we've got now the Zman HaMatan Torah, 22 generations later. They wish us all, do not worship anything else but me. So I can say, Lemaise, you have put them on the pedestal. Lemaise, you have given them the Koyach Hashpor. You, Ribbono Shel Olam, have given them the position of Hashpor. Now you're telling me, don't worship them. Ein Dibur Moitzi Midei Maise. That was what they were saying. Covid Atzmuradayrish, et a Begishtelda system. Hashem has set up a system where these are honorable and worshipable, that's a new word in English, elements. And now he's changing the goalposts. And now he's regretting, he's retracting. It's fulfilled. It's Faginish. How do you say Fagin in English? There's no word in English. English is Faginish. He's begrudging them the covet. I'm saying he's not covet, that's more dangerous. Kibin she'omar, kabin sov yichaves imecho, hom zishin gizeh, they saw that they wish to forgive to you. That he doesn't mind giving credit to someone else who is instrumental. So now they had to re-evaluate. What's wrong with Avodah Zarah? Yeah. But at least now they understood it's not that they wish to forget nicht. He don't. Okay. So now we have to then understand parents who are media through which you are existing, you have to be mechabit. Kechavim amazolis, who are media through which you get hashpoer, through which you get influence, you're not allowed to be mechabit. What's the difference? So here the explanation is that there's an expression kegarzen biyad hachoytzufoy. A garzen, the axe has got no bechira, has got no control. And when you go to the ATM machine to draw out cash, if you don't have credit, you can smile from high bismorgan, you won't get a penny more. And if you do have credit, so you still don't, they say thank you to the machine. Because the machine is garzen biyad hachoytzufoy. It's just a machine responding to pushing buttons. It doesn't have any koyach ha'achlota, it doesn't have any koyach ha'bechire, and therefore, it's stupid to be trying to curry favor with the ATM machine. And so the kechavim and mazolas, they are there. They are takir. The medium through which the Hashpor comes into the world. The sun shines and gives energy and flowers grow and fruit grow. But there's no sense in the sun has got no Bechira. And therefore there's no sense in worshipping the sun. Whereas the parents had a Bechira. And therefore, because they had a Bechira, whether you can Bechira to have children, you can have Bechira not to have children. To have children doesn't work always, yeah? Well, they were still helpful. But at least they had the Bechira, they decided to get married, and to do what they could to bring a child into the world. Because they used their Bechira, therefore, they are deserving of Kovod. It's a bit deeper than this.
Perhaps it's not the normal halachas here, which you may be familiar with. It goes a bit deep. If my parents, on the Havana Lichtiki Gan Eden, had not chosen, would I not be here? You see that? Yeah? Nicht ernst. Nicht ernst. I would be perhaps a different person. Let me explain. Fascinating drush. In Tanya, it talks about someone upset you, someone made you angry, someone damaged you. So you get angry. So you know that the chaos is a kavod avodah zarah. So he brings a story of Shimi ben Gera. When David was running away from Avshalom, so Shimi ben Gera stands on the facing cliff and he curses out David. And David says, don't do b'shas ma'aser. When David got the upper hand, his chevre were ready to lynch Shimi. And what does David say? Don't do anything to him. Ki Hashem Omar Loi Kalil. Hashem told him to curse. Frek de Balatanya, Shimi was a Novi. Hashem Omar Loi Kalil. So he brings a very, very powerful yesod. Al hanizik nigzer kvar min hashamayim. If someone wants to be a criminal and cause harm, he has no control that the victim should be a victim. The victim was destined to be a victim in any case. B'meila, you don't have reason to be angry at him. The criminal deserves punishment, al roya bichirosoi, because harbe shluchim lamokoim. He didn't have to choose to deliver the punishment. But the victim, the result of what he did, the result was going to happen in any case. He didn't have to be the one to choose. And that is why the criminal has to pay. And that is why the criminal has to bet mechila. Because he has to try to mitigate his guilt in causing that. So he al roya bechiros. So here you have a gewaltig in your soul. That when we talk about bechira, in it of shat, that if not for you, it wouldn't have happened. It would have happened in any case. It would have happened through someone else. So it's really, so then going back in the positive sense. If a father and mother got married, and they brought a child into the world, would that child have come into the world without them? Yeah. But they are to be rewarded for b'chiros ha-matoivo, like that one is to be punished. Al roya b'chirosoi, they should be rewarded for b'chiroso b'toivo. Wonderful. Oh, be'ebazei, if you're keeping track with me, then we have a major problem. The first approach we took was, why is the kabed of Yichud Besimecho in the Dibris HaRishoy noise? Because they have shut for me tzirosoi. That they are, it's been odom lamokim. Here the Gemara is saying that what? That when, in comparison to the Kechavim Mazolos, why are parents to be recognized and rewarded and cherished in Malamala Brisachin? Because of Bichiros and Matoivo. So it's appreciation. So it's been Adam Lachavir. Yeah? So now we stop. Is Kibbut Avraim Mitzad seeing in them the koyach aliki, or is it because of chirasim hatoiv? Good. In the Teretz is beitzim gerecht, but here's another word. We said before that the parents, when they bring a child into the world, it's a koyach ha'insof. It's a koyach eliki. It's a visible koyach eliki. You can see things that... Now, malachim do not have children. We don't see malachim, so it's difficult for us to talk about it. But malachim don't have children. We don't see anywhere that malachim have children. Eden have children, Baruch Hashem. And that is because Eid has got a connection with
a higher madrega than a malach. You have the Loshu which it says in V'nasati l'chol mahalchim v'eino oimdim ho'ele. A malach is created in a particular program, hazoynish anders, and a yid has got a koyach ein soifi, he's got a koyach aliki, and Ra, Toiv, etc. A yid is higher than a malach. And that's why a yid has got with him the ability to have to bring a child into the world. Ah, Yosef Regin. What about everything else? What about cats and dogs and worms and trees? They all are reproducing. There's a koyach ein sof in the world. In nature, there's a divine power in nature. But they are not aware of it. When we say a yid has a neshama, what's meant to say neshama? The lashon is Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam. What does those words mean? That a yid has got an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything else, this table has got a koyach eloki, this has got a koyach eloki, everything's got a koyach eloki, everything has got a divine energy who's given existence. Otherwise, it would switch. You know, you'd like you pull out the plug on the monitor, blank. Yeah, there would be nothing. Toyo vavoyu. Everything has got koyach eloki. What does it mean? A yid has a neshama. A neshama means that he's got an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I just want to digress for a moment. I was standing in the airport in Brussels about 10, 15 years ago, standing by the check-in, and a man behind me says, Shalom. Turn around, please, standing with a guitar, with a violin. Blois and Cobb. Tell me, where are you from? He's from Krakow, Warsaw, whatever. The kid said, I got into conversation with him and took him over to a corner and we put on tefillin and he went on his way and I went on my way. And I'm thinking, what made this yid say shalom? What was it? Why was it important to him when he saw from a yid? Why was it important for him to identify? And I'm just saying, this happens the whole time. I'm sure you have similar experiences.
And it's a silly experience.
Because there is a conscious, relationship with Hashem, and he saw from a yid, and therefore he wants to, his yid comes to the surface. And that's why he says shalom. He wants to say, Ich b'roich ha-yid. That's what he wants to say. That's a gilui of his neshama. And all right, so you have to know what the right thing is to do to take that and develop it and make it in halacha l'maaseh. So that is what. So when a yid does something, there is a conscious awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, when a tata mama get married and bring a child into the world, there's an awareness that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with them. Zochu. And that's where you have the lashon of Rav Yosef in the Rav Yosef in the Gemara says when he was blind, when he heard his mother coming along, so he would stand up. He sees in his mother the Shechina, because by a yid, especially in the Koyach Ha'elod, because the Koyach Ha'elod is so obvious that there is a koyach ein sof, the Eibishter is there. So when a yid looks at tata mama, he sees in them the Gatlichkeit, which is the Shutri Bitzirosu. And therefore he has that special appreciation. So of course, on the Gash mystical level, there's an appreciation, and therefore that's a Benod al-Chaveda. But on a deeper level, a person sees in his parents, he sees that they are the representatives of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore they are put in his. That's why they belong in the first of the ten dibris, because there is a ben odom lamokim aspect, which becomes now obviously a very very central element, in the mitzvah kibud av. Just want to throw. We have another 5 minutes, I believe, yeah. But I'm not going to finish off the 5 minutes. I'm just going to throw one more vort, fascinating vort of the Baal Shem Tov, the pasuk in Tilim. Re'evim gam tzmeim, nafshom bohem tis'atov. It's a capital called Zion, and Chassidim, or the Kona of the Baal Shem Tov, is to say capital called Zion every Erev Shabbos. Old story, the Baal Shem Tov was attacked by pirates, and he was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, and that's the one version of why he was attacking this. At the end of a week, you say a birchas hagomel for the having survived the week, etc. At any rate, so the Baal Shem Tov on this word are even gam tzimeyim. People are hungry, people are thirsty. Nafshon behem tis atov means that they are engulfed in their predicament. That's the literal meaning. So the Baal Shem Tov in a different meaning. Why is it re'evim? Why is it tzomei? Nafshon bohem tis atov. In the food, there is a koyach eloki. And that koyach eloki, that nitzus of kedusha, is my chelkoi bo'olam. It's my mission to take that and elevate. So everyone's got a certain nature to gravitate towards certain things. That's what I'm saying. When a yid is gravitating towards a certain thing, it's because they Hashgacha Elokis has that the nitzus of kedusha in that food is his neshama has a mission to elevate it. So re'evim gam tzimeim. Why is it thirsty? Why is it hungry? Nafshom, there's something to do with his nefesh. Bohem tis atov is enclosed in that food which he's now going to elevate. Which brings a fascinating idea that wherever and whenever a yid is engaging in gashmius, it is because he has a shlichus eliki to elevate that gashmius and bring it to ruchnius, and that's what what it's all about. And biru haditzutzus, and that gam erev rav olo itam, and there's all this nitzutzus kedusha, which our avodah is to bring them together, and that's the idea of kapteinu yachad meyaba kamfas oris laartzenu.
May your main
look.